thinking, there's actually two things that I would not wish even upon my worst enemy. The first one is ridiculously slow internet speeds, and the second is heartbreak. Heartbreak is overwhelming. It releases all of that inner turmoil that we didn't really know we had, but it makes us become better versions of ourselves because we are never really as inspired to grow until we have the downsides of a breakup. So if you are struggling to get over your ex-girlfriend, well, struggle no more, because by the end of this video, I'm going to teach you some ways that you can self-soothe and comfort yourself so that you can start getting over your ex. Now, this is the best thing about this video. This isn't going to be just generic tips of stop listening to those songs and get rid of all the clothing that she left at your apartment. It's actually going to be psychologically backed stuff that a therapist would tell you. So people pay for this stuff, so stay tuned. Getting over someone is never ever easy. It's a complete tough journey that you never think you will get through, but it's a journey that you cannot avoid. You have to learn to love yourself. Now, it's true that we cannot love someone else until we truly love ourselves. And when it comes to breakups, that depression feeling settles in very, very quickly, and you want to just stay in bed and completely avoid the world. And you know what? Do it. Yes, I'm telling you to stay in bed because other people are going to tell you to fight those emotions. And we have to be very honest here. Depression is part of the human emotional bank for a reason. If it wasn't important, then evolution would have bred it out of us, just like our appendix. However, it's so important. Depression forces us to actually slow down and analyze. So you are going to be obsessed with your ex at the start of the breakup, and that is totally okay. You need to right now focus on giving your body what it needs. So you're still going to feel bad for a while. So instead, you want to be focusing on the basics. Do you have enough water, leafy green vegetables, and you need to find a way to self-soothe. This probably doesn't sound like it will help, and that is to invest in some form of reflection. You can start a journal or even see a counselor, because now is the best time to start thinking over about the relationship for your own self-growth. You need to give your time to figure out, was this relationship really doomed from the beginning? You'll be able to figure that out. Was it healthy? And what did you learn from how the relationship began, how it was going, and how it ended? And also, how did you help your girlfriend improve herself? You need to speak to a counselor or acknowledge those feelings yourself so that you don't feel the shame. And if you realize the relationship really was never a good relationship to begin with. Self-reflection isn't something that's going to take away and mop up those tears that you are crying. It's going to literally make you realize that, you know what? This is a good thing I'm going through this, because there was a couple of things that I wasn't comfortable with, and I could never really be my best version of myself in this relationship. So now, yes, I feel awful, but it gives me chance to consider how to grow, ready for the next person. Let's talk about therapists and counselors. These are amazing people to see, and there needs to be, come on guys, less shame about getting treatment for when we don't feel like we are feeling our best selves. A lot of the times, you are gonna want to speak to your friends and your family about your ex because, well, you go to these people to give you support, and we are seeking comfort right now because of the heartbreak. We want to talk it over. We want our feelings to be valid. However, your friends and family can only take so much of your talking about her until they get angry and just not want to hear it at all. Plus, they're gonna see you upset, so they will tell you to try and make things work out with her because they don't like seeing you like this. Or they could remind you of what you did wrong in the relationship. So our friends and family are not always amazing at offering support, and sometimes they can make situations a lot worse because some of us didn't get the amazing chance to grow up with emotionally available parents, and instead we just accepted scraps when it came to the support that we got from our parents. So right now, give yourself that time to speak with a therapist, someone that's going to listen. They're going to ask you about your thoughts about the relationship, and most importantly, not judge you. And by being able to talk about this, it helps you to get over your ex in a healthy way. You owe it to yourself to work through the pain so you know how you can grow as a better person and be better for your next partner and yourself. Now, I'm not saying go out there and write a burn book, just acknowledge as a reminder why the breakup, you know, had benefits, like I said before. You could come to the sudden realization that you guys speak completely different love languages and you always felt a little bit of resentment towards her, that she never truly understood how you wanted to be loved, or she made you do things that you really didn't want to start doing or wanted to start doing. So a positive thought would be that you can now become a better version of yourself, so you are much better suited for someone who you know is very much on your level. For a second, let's just talk about no contact. It was thrown around, a lot in 2020, and a lot of relationship coaches, air quotes, really did get the reason of it wrong. So no contact is a process of cutting off someone that you like completely to achieve one of two things. One, for you to work on yourself and get over that person. And two, to work on yourself and create space so that your ex misses you and wants to reconnect with you. And the thing that relationship coaches told you to do was to have no contact for strictly 30 days, even if they did contact you, to still keep going and wait until 30 days is up to contact them again. And in that moment, say your ex contacted you 18 days after you went your separate ways, if you ignore her, you're probably going to ruin chances forever, so don't do that. You only talk back to this person, you know, if you are trying to open up that scene of communication. Whereas if you really want to get over her, you start no contact and you don't even reply to her calls and messages, providing you don't have a valid, important reason to do so. It really is not healthy to keep talking and seeing your ex. If it's unavoidable, such as you guys possibly work together, you have the same circle of friends that you can't get out of, you have children, then keep it very calm and amicable. You only need to contact them if it is absolutely necessary. So yes, you may want to stick around, you can keep them sweet so there is a possibility to rekindle things, but instead you need to start no contact and really cut them off so that you can heal on your self-growth and you can really start to mend that broken heart. So you need to do these exact things. Remove them off social media. You don't have to block them. Blocking's quite childish. Just remove them. Leave the group chats that they are in and unfollow those mutual friends. You don't want to see your ex because it's a reminder of that stinging feeling. So you need to remove any opportunity you can so that you don't virtually and physically bump into them, because you don't want to find out how great they're doing from a Facebook post and then open up that wound again. Start a healthy project. Nothing inspires us to progress in life as much as when we go through a breakup. Give it a little bit of time and you will want to start working out. You are going to want to get out of bed, eat healthy, and grow as a person. But until you reach that point, you're going to feel that you will never ever escape the pain that you feel right now. It feels horrible. It literally feels like you are dying. And it's common right now to cram your day up with as many things as possible so that you don't think about her. But as soon as you get that time to actually just sit down on the sofa or on the bed, that's when the thoughts of her come back in. You can't avoid those thoughts. You could start drinking excessively, eating for comfort, or have rebound relationships, or go through a series of gambling as a way to numb the pain. But it doesn't make the pain go away. And you can get so drunk with your friends, but you're still going to wake up with a hangover thinking and missing them. So focus on doing something important to you that is not a distraction. This is going to aid in your healing, because it gives you inspiration to get up and move. So instead, you need to be finding a way to progress on something healthy, a mini distraction that is worthwhile that will help you to grow. You could start a business, engage in charity work that you've always wanted to do, start a DIY crafting project, and when the day comes, you can gladly say that you no longer have feelings for your ex, and you can actually turn around and look at what you've accomplished in that breakup time and admire the project, and it's going to keep you going. During the moment of heartbreak, if you can accomplish a project that is healthy and keeps you going, you get that sense of joy, that you feel amazing, and it's going to give you a confidence boost that you really do have the world at your fingertips. So therefore, you know it's possible that you can feel calm and happy all over again. So don't go towards unhealthy distractions, start something positive. Avoid dating or rebound relationships. You could have been the one that was cheated on, and you feel so much pain because she hurt you, she abused the relationship. Now, a common example is that when people try to make their ex feel jealous, they start a new relationship with someone else and make it very obvious on social media. So eventually that message goes back to your ex. Or you date other people in secret out of spite, thinking this is gonna get one over on her and she's never gonna know, and it doesn't work. If the new person doesn't match up to your ex, you will start to feel even worse. I promise, it is not a good feeling. Should be pretty obvious that this video is not about a quick fix of how to stop the heartache and to instantly get over her in a matter of just clicking your fingers together. It's a case of setting up a process that you accept that you feel truly, truly broken and horrible, but just letting yourself feel those feelings and giving yourself permission to, if you want to stay in bed and order pizza for 2 weeks after the breakup, it's healthy, providing you don't miss work, is to actually do that. If you have to call up your boss and say, I'm going through a divorce, I'm going through a breakup, I need some time off, people understand. So take that time. And then as each day goes past, time is a healer. Doesn't feel like it at the start, but it really is. And that's when you make sure you have a healthy surrounding. You talk to a therapist, get it all out. Get that communication, that chat you have sitting inside of you deep down, get it out. Have a journal, start a new crafting project, and things will get better, I promise you. I am fresh out of tips, but if you do want some more, then don't worry. There are some videos here next to my head. Go click on these because I really think you will like them. All you have to do now is tell me how much you enjoyed the video, give me a huge thumbs up, and subscribe to the channel. Stay safe, stay happy. Bye bye.